getting to know God through his names. Exodus 15, beginning at verse 22. We'll be reading through verse 27. Then Moses led Israel from the Red Sea, and they went into the desert of Shur. And for 3 days they traveled in the desert without finding water. When they came to Marah, they could not drink its water because it was bitter. That is why the place was called Marah. So the people grumbled against Moses, saying, "What are we to drink?" Then Moses cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a piece of wood. He threw it into the water, and the water became sweet. There the Lord made a decree and law for them, and there he tested them. He said, "If you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands and keep all his decrees, I will not let any of the diseases that I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you," or Jehovah Rapha. Then they came to Elim, where there were 12 springs and 70 palm trees, and they camped there near the water. Here ends the reading of God's word. His blessing abides upon it. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you as we come before you this morning, as we learn who you are through your names, that your names so beautifully reflect and share with us who you are and how you work in our life. We thank you, Lord, that you are our healer. You're the one who heals our hearts. You're the one who heals our lives. And so, Father, we pray that through your word this morning, you know our needs. And you know, Lord, where we need healing this morning. So I pray that through your word and through your spirit among us today, you would bring healing to our hearts and to our souls. Through you, Jehovah Rapha, our healer, our Lord, our Savior. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we continue through our series looking at the names of God, today we come to the name Jehovah Rapha, or Rapha, as it's pronounced, focusing on the Lord, our healer. Jehovah Rapha is one of the compound names of God that we've seen, Jehovah, really Yahweh, being the Lord, the one who is. We already discovered his name together. And Rapha, meaning heal. It means to heal, to make whole, to properly mend by stitching, repairing something. And if you want to think of stitching something together, we'll be coming back to that later, or mending something that is torn. Jehovah Rapha then means the Lord that heals, or the Lord our healer, the one who heals me. In our scripture this morning, where this name was taken from, we see in Exodus chapter 15, Moses had just led the Israelites through the Red Sea. God had just shown his power to them of deliverance. They had been enslaved for over 400 years. He brought them out of Egypt with great power. He performed, showed his power among the Egyptians and his glory through the plagues. When the Red Sea was parted, he showed his power there to deliver them and to save them, and the Egyptian army was drowned. It was a great time, a victory and celebration for God displaying his power, his greatness, who he is. They had just witnessed it. We had just seen that in verse 14, verse 21, right, the verse right before this, that Miriam had just completed singing her song of praise to the Lord. She just got done in leading them praise to the Lord for his deliverance. It was a high time in Israel's life that deliverance had come. God had buried their enemies and they were set free. Truly a time of praise. But in the midst of that, 3 days, they wandered into the wilderness and they began to get thirsty as they wandered in the desert. And they began to grumble and they began to complain and they cried out to the Lord and they began to grumble against Moses. So Moses cried out to the Lord when he said, "What are we going to drink?" Verse 25, look at this verse, 24. It says, Moses people cried out to the Lord in verse 25, and the Lord showed him a piece of wood, and he threw it into the water, and the water became sweet. That was what happened there. And as I was reflecting on this week, I read through this passage many times, and that just struck me this time for the first time, that the Lord brought healing through a piece of wood that he threw into the Moses threw into the water. And when he did, the water that was bitter became sweet, or it was healed. And the Lord healed the water so that they could drink it and they could be satisfied. And then he went on to tell them, I am Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals you. But how that healing happened was the people cried out, Moses cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a piece of wood. You find significance there? The 3 days, after 3 days of wandering in the wilderness, 3 days, and then he directs him to a piece of wood, and he throws the piece of wood into the water, and through that, the healing came. Then he went on to say, I am the Lord who heals you. He was showing Moses, he was showing the people, and he was showing us that healing comes through our Lord. He is the one who heals us. And he is the one who brings about the repair, makes us whole, restores us, all of the different things that God does through his healing. Then Moses went on, the people celebrated, and the water became sweet, and they were satisfied. But then it says in verse 25, the last part, there the Lord made a decree for them. And he told them, he said, I am the God, the Lord, Yahweh. We already saw that name. I am the Lord, Yahweh, the one who is, who heals you. And I am your healer. And he made a decree, declaring himself as the healer, and tested them there, and said that if you are faithful to me, if you keep my commands, if you abide by my word, that I will bring healing to you, and I will bring restoration to you. And I will bring health to you, or wholeness. And that word healing means wholeness, being whole, being complete in every way. So our Lord this morning is the God who heals us, the one who brings that healing with the righteousness that comes from his wings. So this morning, as we look at Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals, we want to look at four different aspects of his healing that he brings to us this morning, because we often think of healing in one of these four. But the healing that Jesus brings to us is far more than just one aspect. We're going to discover it's deeper than that. But the first way that he brings healing to us is that he heals our afflictions. That's the first thing we think of healing. We think of people getting sick, and we think of healing in the form of sickness and being healed from sickness. But it goes, we're going to see much deeper than that. But he does promise to heal our afflictions. Psalm 103, verse 2 and 3 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all my iniquities and who heals all your diseases. And he promises that our Lord, our healer, brings healing to us, our affliction. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 20 said that the Lord brings healing from the waters of affliction. And that's what the Israelites were experiencing at that point. The water was afflicted. They couldn't drink it. It was unsuitable. And the Lord brought healing to the afflicted water and restored it and made it whole again so that they could be healed and satisfied. The Lord brings physical healing to us. Jehovah Rapha, our good, great physician, brings physical healing. That's one of the ways he heals. Sometimes he can heal on his own, and that's why we pray, and that's why we share prayer requests for those who are sick, because we believe that our Lord heals, right? He has the power to heal the sick. He demonstrated that himself when he was on earth. He touched many and healed them. And our Lord, he is the healer, and he's able to bring physical health to those who are sick. That's why we pray and we believe that. Sometimes the Lord can bring that healing through us praying. Sometimes he works through doctors, but he uses that as a healer. Remember Luke. Luke was a doctor, Paul's own personal physician who followed him. But he brings healing from physical illness and whatever those needs are in our life. But it says he will bring healing completely. But sometimes, you know, we pray and ask the Lord to heal someone, maybe from cancer or a need, and the healing doesn't come, and the Lord takes them home. But you know what? The best healing is the ultimate healing, right? Because he heals all six. He heals all our diseases, whether he heals them here or whether he heals them when we get to heaven. But the ultimate healing is to be taken home with Christ. And sometimes in God's goodness, he knows that the best way to heal is to take us home. But his will be done. That's why we always pray when we pray for healing, his will be done. But he is our healer. He can heal our physical infirmities. Whatever physical needs you have, whatever. And as we get older, those bodies sure get prone to more of them, don't they? But we can bring those needs to him and know that he is able to heal those physical needs. He's our healer. That's one aspect of our affliction. But it's not just physical. More importantly, it's spiritual. Because see, all of us are afflicted with this disease of sin. And the sin of disease afflicts every one of us. It was passed on from Adam. In fact, that's the disease that brings about death. When the Lord said to Adam, if you eat the tree, you will surely die. At that moment, he died spiritually. He didn't die physically yet. But when they ate of the tree, they died spiritually. And the disease of sin is fatal. It affects every single one of us, and there's only one cure for the disease of sin, and that's Jesus, who died on the cross for you and me, who can heal us of that sin in our life. He is the God who heals us. Jesus showed that and demonstrated that physical healing, the spiritual sickness, is more important in healing than physical. Whenever he showed us the story. But Isaiah chapter 53:5 says, but he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. With the stripes we were healed. And Jeremiah 17:14 says, heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for you are my praise. And you see Jeremiah saying that the Lord brings that salvation, that spiritual healing, healing from our sin that comes through him. But in Mark chapter 2, we read a story of a man who was a paralytic. He was paralyzed. He could not walk. And four of his friends brought him to Jesus. And the building was so full, the house was so full, that the only way they could get him to Jesus was to cut a hole in the roof and to let him down through the roof in the presence of Jesus. And so they did. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the man, rise and walk, for your faith has healed you. And the man said, how can he do that? Who has the authority? He said, because he has authority to forgive sins. He said, so that I have authority to forgive sins, I heal him. And he wanted them to know that the greater authority was in that of forgiving sin that he had done. In John chapter 5, we read a story about a man who'd been paralyzed for 38 years by this pool called Bethesda. And he was begging there, and he was paralyzed, and he was lame. He couldn't walk. Begging and asking for people for help. And one day Jesus happened to come by. And remember, he'd been laying there for 38 years. He couldn't walk. And Jesus saw him. And Jesus knew his condition. He knew that he was lame. He knew that he couldn't walk. And Jesus looked at him. And the first thing he said was this. Do you want to get well? And you think, now wait a minute. If he'd been laying there for 38 years, he'd come to the pool, which was supposedly to have healing waters. It was kind of like today, Hot Springs, Arkansas, where you can go in those hot springs that are supposed to bring healing properties. It was a pool like that that was known to bring healing properties. And the man was there for that. But Jesus said to him, do you want to get well? And we think, no, wait a minute, Jesus. That's why you're here. The man probably thought, well, that's why I came, for healing. But Jesus had a deeper question in that, because he wanted to get at something deeper. He said to the man, do you really want to be healed? Or do you really want to be made whole? When Jesus asked that question, you know how the man answered him? It's a yes or no question. Do you want to be healed? Yes or no? The man says, well, you know, every time I try to get into the pool, somebody just gets in ahead of me and I just can't do it. So what did he do? Instead of really acknowledging his need, he played the victim card. How often does that happen with us? You know, we play the victim card, and Jesus says, do you really want to get well? I can heal you. We have a problem in our life, a spiritual sickness, something that the Lord wants to take out of our life. And he says, do you really want me to remove that from you? and heal you from it. And we go, well, you know, it's, and we try to rationalize, don't we? I mean, after all, if he would have been healed, his life of begging there would have been over. How many times do we drive down the road and we see people with those signs, you know, wanting money? His lifestyle would have had to change. And when Jesus heals us from our sin, our lifestyle changes. It has to be different. And so later on, then Jesus healed him. Jesus did heal him and told him, get up, take up your mat and walk. And he was healed. But then the Pharisees said, well, who was it that did this to you? And he says, well, the man they called Jesus. So Jesus came to him later on in verse 14, if you read the chapter. And Jesus said to him, stop sinning. He said, you're healed. He said, stop sinning or something worse is going to happen to you. And the point Jesus was making, that more important was the spiritual, more important is spiritual healing than physical. Yes, he can heal our physical needs, but more importantly is that spiritual healing that he does in the affliction of our spirit, the affliction that sin brings us. And sin afflicts us badly. And having our hearts cleansed and removed, healed from that affliction of sin is the most important thing that Jesus has come to heal. So he brings healing, the Lord our healer, in that he heals our afflictions. But second, he restores the fallen. It's another way he heals us. He brings restoration. That word healing not only means rest to restore, to repair, to mend. So he heals the fallen and bringing restoration. Jeremiah 30 verse 17 says, but I restore health to you and heal your wounds, declares the Lord. He heals the restoration when we fall. And we think of fallen man when we have fallen away from the Lord. And the Lord restores us back when you and I fall into sin. Thank the Lord he doesn't leave us there, but he can restore us back. David learned that whenever he had sinned against the Lord by committing adultery with Bathsheba and having her husband killed. And he thought he got away with it. But when Nathan finally confronted him, and he had his prayer of forgiveness in Psalm 51. He prayed to the Lord. He said, restore to me the joy of my salvation. He realized that he had lost that. He needed to be restored back again. We need that restoration. Sometimes when we get distant from the Lord, sin can make us seem distant from the Lord, and we don't love him as much as we did. We need that first love restored back. We need that passion restored back. And the Lord restores us. God sent his prophets with that message. Jeremiah, Isaiah, Amos, Hosea, all shared to Israel when they were falling away from the Lord and the Lord had called them to be his people. When they had fallen away from the Lord, they had forsaken him. And the prophets were saying, judgment's coming. I'm going to take you into captivity and you're going to be taken into captivity in judgment for your sin. But he said, one day I will restore you. I will bring you back. I will heal your land. And that promise of restoration. Aren't you thankful that when we fall down, God doesn't leave us there, but he restores us if we but ask him. If we but say, Lord, heal me, bring healing, restore me back again, and he gladly does. His arms are there waiting for us. He restores us when we fall. He restores fallen creation. Romans chapter 8. Verses 18 to 22 tells us that the creation is yearning for to be restored back again. That when mankind fell, the Lord put the earth under a curse. Revelation chapter 22, verse 2 tells us when that final day, when God restores everything, there will be no more curse anymore. It will be taken away. The earth will be restored back to its original beauty. God will restore things back to the way he intended. Because God restores the fallen. He brings healing. Fallen man, we can fall. Our creation is fallen, but our country sure is fallen. And he can restore that. And 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then I will turn from their sins, will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. And I ask you this morning, does our land, our country need healing? We need restoration, but that healing can only come through the Lord, not through any politician, not through any political party, but only through Jesus Christ, our healer, Jehovah Rapha. And if we call out to him, if we seek him, He will bring healing. He will heal our land and restore us back. He restores us when we fall. He heals the affliction of our sin. He heals the affliction of sickness. But third, Jehovah Rapha repairs what is broken. It's another aspect of his healing. That word heal means also to repair, to mend, to fix the brokenness. And if ever had a surgery, and many, a lot of us in here have, and when you had a surgery, especially if you had a torn rotator cuff, Karen, and you had a torn rotator cuff, George, and you have surgery, and the surgeon has to go in there and he has to repair that tear, or if you had a torn ACL, or when Kim, several years ago now, fell and broke her wrist, and several others had fallen and broken your wrist, and the Lord had to repair, and the surgeon had to repair those bones and reset them back again to help them mend and heal. And I think of Dr. P, my retina surgeon, who I had a tear in my retina and it was torn, and he was able to go in with precision and repair that and restore and heal my vision and my sight again so that I could see. That's what the Lord does, in that he mends and repairs the brokenness in our life. And we sure live in a broken world again, and that's all because of the mess of sin. Sin has made a mess of things, and it has broken our world, and it has broken what God designed us to be. And people ask me, they say, why is the world in such a mess? And I've heard people say, if God is all powerful, why can't he stop all the evil in the world? And the answer to that is because it's the brokenness of sin. It's the mess that sin has made. And sin has made a lot of hurt. It's made a broken world that God designed to be good. Remember, God made everything good. It was sin and Satan that broke everything. But our God can heal and repair what is broken. Sometimes we need to have our spiritual blindness removed with the sight and the salve of the Spirit. And the Lord has to put the salve of the Spirit in Revelation chapter 3, verse 18. He said to the church at Laodicea, a church that had grown apathetic, had grown cold, had grown distant in their love for the Lord, and they were full of sin and compromise. And the Lord said, you don't realize that you are naked, you are blind. You need me to put salve on your eyes so that you can see again and have your eyes healed and to restore and repair what was broken. Because see, we have broken relationships, and sin can sometimes break relationships we have. Broken relationships we have within families sometimes, and sometimes those broken relationships within family come because of something that someone said years ago, and people has never gotten over it, and the family has been broken apart. And sometimes I think there's no hope, but there is, because Jesus is a mender who can repair those relationships again and restore. Broken relationships and broken hearts, when our hearts have been broken by others, by all that we've gone through, by heartache, by sorrow, by death, the Lord can comfort that. Psalm chapter 147:3 says, he heals the brokenhearted and he binds up their wounds. And broken lives, and the broken lives have been broken by the mess of sin, the Lord can heal and restore again. He can repair that brokenness, because he is Jehovah Rapha, the one who heals us. But he also brings healing as Jehovah Rapha, and that he binds our wounds. He binds our wounds and the wounds that we have in our heart. He stitches us up again. And part of that word, Rapha, means to mend or to stitch. And this picture so beautifully describes it. This is God's healing process. This is what he does. And he stitches our lives and mends it back together again in that hurt. Now, if you ever cut yourself, either accidentally, and you cut yourself, or you've had surgery that required stitches, and I've had to have stitches, you know that in time, that the surgeon or the doctor will heal that wound and he'll bring it back together again and he'll mend it by putting the stitches in. But in time, that wound will heal, right? But the stitches, the scar, remains. The scar's still there. And our lives sometimes have been wounded hard and wounded critically by others, by hurt, by hurtful words that people say, by arrows that they sling at you and me. And wounds of the words can hurt deeply. And over time, yes, maybe we may heal a little bit, but the wound is still there. The scar is still there. And we can be hurt by past wounds, the people said in the past, things that have wounded our spirit, things that have crushed us. And I understand that. We've all had those things in my life. I've been through that in my life. In my life, once growing up as a kid, I had many hurtful things said to me. I had many wounds in my life that I had. They were inflicted on me by people at school, by friends and family, and even in the ministry in the years, and people in the church, sometimes they can inflict the hurtful things that can be wounding to us. Sometimes it's intentional, sometimes it's not. And we can carry those wounds and those scars, and we can let them fester, and they can become bitter, just as it was the water there at Mara. And the water was bitter. It was undrinkable. And that word Mara meant bitterness. And we can let that bitterness consume us. And those wounds, we can continue to pick at it. And if we continue to pick at a wound, it's not going to heal. Or we can let the great physician put his salve on there, because there is a balm, B-A-L-M, a balm in Gilead, the scripture says, that brings soothing to us and brings comfort. And we let him apply that on the wounds that have been given to us over the years. And he can bring healing. In Jehovah Rapha, our wounds are healed by Jesus. He can heal the bitterness. He can heal the hurt. He is the great physician. And he is the one who was here for us. In the story of the Good Samaritan, the man who would be beaten and left by the side of the road by the robbers, the priest went by, the Levite went by, but the Samaritan stopped and cared for him, and he bound him. He bound his wounds, and he put on oil, and he bound him and helped bind his wounds and bring healing. And that's what the Lord does for us. You have past hurts, things people have said to you or done to you that we've carried or you've let carry in your life and fester. The great submission. Physician, Jesus, our healer, is here to heal those this morning, to take those hurts and those wounds away. For by his wounds, we have been healed. The chastisement that brought us peace was upon him. The insults that they hurled at us, they hurled at him even more so. They hurled those insults at him, and he took them for you and me so that we could have healing, so that we can have peace and restoration. So the Lord is Jehovah Rapha. That is his name. He is our healer. And this morning he is here to bring healing to you and me. He heals our afflictions, the affliction of our sin, of our sickness. He restores us when we fall. He repairs the brokenness in our life. And he mends those wounds that we have that are deep. For friends, life hurts, doesn't it? Life just hurts, if we're honest. We get beat up pretty bad in the world. We get beat up pretty bad in life. There's a lot of brokenness and hurt out there. But God heals. Amen. He is our great physician. He brings comfort. He brings soothing to that hurting soul. He heals us from the sin. He heals us from that brokenness. If we just but give it to him, he heals us. Because God is a healing God in every area of life. It's not just healing physically. That's part of it, but it's more than that. He heals deeper. He heals the brokenness. He heals the hurt. He brings that soothing comfortness to us in every area of our life. So the question this morning is the same question God has for you, is the same question he had for the man at the side of the pool. And that is, do you want to get well? Do you want the Lord to heal you from past hurts, from wounds that are still there, that are festering, that have not yet fully recovered, where your heart needs mended from hurt, from brokenness that is still there. The Lord wants to heal you. The great physician is here this morning. And do you want to get well? Do you want to be healed, to be restored, to be made whole? Because that's what the word really means, to be restored back to wholeness in every way of our life. Because if you do, Jesus is our great physician. He is the one who heals. The piece of wood thrown into the water, representing Jesus, brings that healing to us. So the Dr. Jesus is in the house this morning, and our doctor makes house calls. And you know what? You don't even have to pay him. He's free. His grace is bestowed upon us freely. If we but ask him, he will heal us. So do you need healing this morning? Have you come in here today under heaviness of heart, under a burden that you're bearing that nobody else knows about, a hurt that you've had that inflicted on you, maybe by somebody else or a situation of life, and a hurt that you have upon you today that nobody else even is aware of? You know what? Jesus is. He's Elroy. He sees it. And he is your healer, Jehovah Rapha. And he wants to bring that, heal you from that. He wants to take that away this morning and bring you his comfort and soothing. Or maybe it's a physical infirmity, and maybe you need the Lord to heal you of that. Maybe it's an infirmity of our sin that we need to repent of, or the brokenness that we need to be restored. But whatever that need is this morning, Jehovah Rapha, your healer, Dr. Jesus, is in the house this morning. And the scripture says in Psalm 30, verse 2, O Lord, my God, I cried out to you and you healed me. And all we need to do is pick up the phone in prayer, call up our doctor and say, Jesus, I need your healing touch. And just as the woman who had been inflicted by illness for all those years, and she spent all the money that she had on doctors with an issue of bleeding, and she spent all the money she had on doctors to try to get healing, and nothing seemed to help. And she thought, she heard that Jesus was coming. She thought, if I could just but reach out and touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be healed. And that's all it takes. It's just by faith, reaching our hand out and saying, Lord, I'm just reaching for the hem of your garment, and I know that's all I need, and you'll heal me. Whatever it is this morning, bring it to Dr. Jesus, your great physician, and let him heal you. Jehovah Rapha is here, your healer, the healer of your infliction, restore the fallen, repair the brokenness, and mend our hurt. So this morning, as we close this part of the service, we're going to close it a little bit different, because maybe the Lord knows your heart. He knows where you need healing. And all it is but that prayer. So we're going to close by a prayer to the Lord that I have up here that I want us all to pray together. Because as we pray this prayer to the Lord will hear this. But as you pray it from your heart, don't just say the words, but pray it from your heart. And it's a prayer for healing, asking the Lord to heal us in every aspect of our life as we call out to him. Let's make this prayer, and let's pray it together in unison. Lord Jesus, heal me. Heal me of whatever you see needs healing. Heal me of whatever might separate me from you. Heal my memory, heal my heart, heal my emotions, heal my spirit, heal my body, heal my soul. Lay your hands gently upon me and heal me. Through your love for me, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Jesus, we thank you that you are our healer, that you as Jehovah Rapha bring healing and restoration and wholeness to us. Lord, we have been broken and beat up by life and by sin, but you restore us back, and you bring wholeness. And we thank you that you not only bring physical healing, but more importantly, you bring spiritual and emotional healing when we but cry out to you. And because you are El Roy, you see us and you know and nothing escapes you. Because you are Jehovah Jireh, you provided a way. And because you are Jehovah Rapha, you bring that healing. And so, Father, through you, we thank you that you can heal us through the balm of your spirit, the balm from Gilead that brings comfort and soothes our soul and heals us of our affliction of sin, heals us of our infirmities, and restores us back to health, wholeness, and fullness in you. Just as someday you will restore this fallen world, just as someday you will repair all the damage when you come again, so you do it now in our heart. So Lord, bring us to wholeness and joy in you. Thank you that you are our healer, our great physician. And I pray that you would touch and soothe and heal everyone here today of whatever need is on their heart that only you can bring. And we ask this through Christ and praise you that you are indeed the God who heals us. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.